Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Salosh and Shar Zachira Perik Yud, Shir number 71. We previously spoke about in the past Perik the horrific punishments that can befall a person if he speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis. We spoke about the Gilgulim, how a person can come back in the form of inanimate objects, animals, Rachman Litzlan Loyalenu. And he will know, he'll have the memory that he was once a human being, he was once a person. As opposed to when the person comes back in the form of a Gilgul of another person, he does not remember the previous life. Now these are topics which are beyond myself, beyond I think most of us. But this is what the Chafetz Chaim told us in the previous perek. Now he switches gears. Now he discusses the Milus Shmiras Haloshin, Goydel Milus Shmiras Haloshin. Shalideze Mekadish is Koyachadibishla, the great benefits through a person elevating his speech. Atu Nevaris Oitzim Hazachus. Now it says the Chavetz Chaim will discuss the tremendous benefits. For a person who guards his tongue and his mouth from speaking forbidden speech. And he says, step number one, we have to understand that a person is taking his mouth, and the mouth is like a miniature Kodesh Kadoshim. A miniature, just like you have by the in the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the holiest place, the most Kodesh Tikamakim in the world. It's in a chamber. It's further in. It's the most inner chamber. It's hidden from everyone. Only the Kohen Gadol goes in there only once a year. And it's protected with layers, the Parochus beforehand, and it's in the Kodesh, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. So to the mouth, as we know, has the teeth to protect it. The mouth has the lips protecting it. And when the person protects himself from speaking that which is forbidden to be spoken, he's sanctifying his mouth. He's elevating the kedusha of what the mouth was there for. So what happens next? The person has a mouth which is Kaddush. So now a person goes to daven to Hashem with a mouth of Kedusha. Those tefillahs go and hit the mark. Those tefillahs go straight up to Shemayim. We discussed previously the flip side, Rachman Litzlan, a person who uses his mouth incorrectly. And that person speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis and knows the varim, harmful words. And if that same person goes to daven without doing tshuva, those words of tefillah don't hit the mark. Those words of tefillah and davening of Torah as well, they get kidnapped by the koiches hara, by the klipas, as we discussed previously. Now we're saying the opposite, that when a person sanctifies his mouth, and when he has the opportunity to speak Lashon Hara, he holds himself back. And he makes it a point that when he sees somebody, imagine a person says, every time I see somebody that I have a conversation with, I'm going to try to say at least one thing positive to that person. Yeah. Imagine a person says, I'm going to try to do that every day of my life, from today going forward. If I have a conversation with somebody, I'm going to tell, it's a nice tie. He might say, oh, this tie, it's my great-grandfather, 45 years old. You gave him a compliment. That's your job. Imagine that. Imagine if every single person you know takes upon that mindset that every time you have a conversation with somebody, they're also going to want to give a compliment. At least one compliment. Not just have a conversation, oh, do you know where I could buy something? It could be a two-minute conversation. But in that two-minute conversation, oh, you know, you look good today. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes the person might feel lousy. But when you tell them that you look good, all of a sudden, he starts feeling better. Yeah. And then when you use your mouth to say, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftoch, Ufi Yagiti Lasechi, you begin Shmoyne Esrei, Hashem, please, open my Sfasai, my lips, Ufi, my mouth can say your praise. You know what happens? Now you're on tune, you're on track, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then your tefillahs, you say a baruch atu Hashem, and you bow down, and then you stand back up slowly because you know you're standing in front of Hashem. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, because when you're down in the Shemoneh Esrei, you are standing in front of Hashem in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And it all starts, tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, all starts throughout the whole entire day. We should look at a sitter as a Musar Sefer. And the Musar Sefer is a reminder how I should behave. So three times a day I get rid of this reminder. Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, Ofi Yagiti Lasech. Hashem, open my mouth so I can say your praise. But if a person is using that mouth right before he davens to say disgusting things, mean things, making fun of people, Lashon Hara, and then he's going to go say Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, it's not going to work. His tefillahs won't go up there. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us now. When you use your mouth, refrain from saying that which is forbidden, and you use it for compliments. Maybe this is something we should try to focus on. From today going forward, bli neder, without any darim. You see somebody, have a conversation with somebody, try to give a compliment to the person. Train your mouth to say good, to say positive. And then when you come to a davening, your davening, your tefillahs, your Torah will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.